This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, why do I start a sentence with and? I always taught my English students never start a sentence with but or and or I mean those three things. Never start a sentence with that. So here we have, ladies and gentlemen, the next step in human evolution, the DJV, the evolution of radio, the DJV experience, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, who, unlike some people listening to this program, even today have set their clocks ahead in the morning to get things going. So the daylight savings time thing has become a ruse. There are a lot of states who opt out. There are a lot of countries. I think there's a big thing in Russia. Matter of fact, I saw this over the weekend. The Chinese and the Russians are manipulating time, and they're changing where it works in Mongolia. And I just don't understand why we do it at all. So we could follow Arizona.
Well, you're the farmer. I mean, you're the
reason. Well, it was originally started to benefit agriculture, but it doesn't anymore. It just confuses everybody. Gets their biorhythms all in a twat.
You know, what? Today is the day. I wouldn't use that word. But today is the day that people die the most on the roads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People get longer sentences when they're in court today if they do something wrong. Today's just a tough day in general. It's horrible.
Grumpy day. And when you see the 18 inches of snow that is supposed to blow through Washington, New York, and Boston in the next 24 to 36 hours, it'll make people even grumpier. I have a prediction, though, Victoria.
Yes.
The weather has been wrong all winter.
I know.
And I'm betting you won't get anywhere near as much.
I hope not, because they're predicting they upped it from 12 to 15 inches. Now we're up to 20 inches.
Right.
So I hope not, because power outages, and it's just dangerous. So.
Yeah. No.
And it's March. Like, hello. This would have been cute in January, but it's not cute in March.
March. March in like a lion or out like a lion?
In like April a lion, like out a like lamb. A lamb, right?
Yeah, something like that.
April showers bring May flowers. May flowers bring pilgrims.
So there are... That's pretty funny.
Not heard that before.
Ever?
Is that an East Coast thing? I mean, do Mayflowers bring pilgrims?
April showers bring Mayflowers, but nothing about the pilgrims.
So why is it that Arizona and Hawaii don't have to follow daylight savings time and fiddle
smart
with their clocks? This started, by the way, yes, it was an agricultural benefit, World War I. It was called fast time during the wars, and no state could opt out. But then things changed. After World War II, the capital of Minnesota started daylight saving time 2 weeks before the city of Minneapolis did. So St. Paul on one side and Minneapolis on the other. And they were...
That's confusing.
That's like, well, but have you ever gone over the Hoover Dam? And this I used to go when I used to own a lot of land in Arizona. I used to go over there four times a year, and I'd drive over the dam. And I couldn't remember what time of the year it was that the clocks were the same or different. So I was always late for the meetings that I was supposed to go to.
You're either really early or really late.
I was always, yes, right, exactly. So anyway, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966 to standardize daylight savings time, but you could exempt yourself if you wanted to. That is, if you're a state. So Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, doesn't mess with its clocks because of the heat. They want an extra hour of 100-plus degree temperatures during the summertime. And Hawaii opts out because it's closer to the equator, so the time of its sunrise and sunset doesn't change very much anyway, one way or another. So it's not a big deal. No biggie one way or the other. But I thought that was sort of an interesting reality. And it is. It fogs everybody up. Everybody's mind, I shouldn't say everybody's. Yesterday, I thought it was... When I'm here in California, my reality changes a bit because of the time I have to get up to do the program. So on the weekend, I normally sleep, not late, but 7, 8 o'clock. And then I'll normally stay up like a big boy and watch TV. I'll even see Blue Bloods, Jennifer, on Friday night before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Sure.
Big time. So anyway.
Living crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird reality. It just is. It's a weird, strange kind of reality that doesn't seem to have
much. I just find it harder to go to bed. I mean, I have to go to bed at like 7 with the 4-year-olds,
yeah,
right. Or 7 or 8. And so by the time it gets dark, I don't know. I find like yesterday it was hard for me to want to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night. Yep. All right. So speaking of the tribes, et cetera, and putting people behind action, Judge James Boasberg, who is the district court judge in charge of the area where the pipeline is supposed to be built up in the Dakotas, he denied the last-ditch effort by the Sioux and the Standing Rock Sioux tribes to halt the flow of oil through the Dakota Access Pipeline. So the oil could be moving as soon as next week, because they've apparently put what they had to put into place to get the rest of the pipeline finished. So I find this disappointing. I find it troubling. I find it annoying. I find it stupid. I find it I come up with any number of adjectives. It just doesn't seem to make any sense. So it's one of the things that when people are throwing rocks at the current administration, maybe that's a rock that needs to be thrown. Although, on the other side, so I like to balance the good and the bad. So there's a new fellow, there's a new FDA commissioner whose object lesson is to cut the price of drugs. And I thought it was interesting, there isn't much politics on this program, and I'm not a fan of Elijah Cummings, who's a Democratic congressman from, is it Maryland or Virginia?
He's from Maryland.
Maryland, okay. So apparently he went to visit Trump like 3 times last week, and they talked on the phone another half a dozen times. He and some other members of the committee in the House are working with Trump and his people, but Trump apparently is on this himself to cut the price of drugs for seniors and to try to negotiate some changes in the way the drugs are approved and made and when you can get generics and can we get drugs in from other countries. I find that kind of interesting. As outspoken as the two of them were about each other, is this just another example of politics being so much blah, blah, and in reality, when you want to get something done, you get to the table and you get it done? I see. I mean, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, wait a minute, they got the wrong guy. And I guess you could be talking about either one of them. In terms of being Trump, because Trump has said that he wanted to do this. But to have Elijah Cummings as an ally here, it just goes to show you how foolish most politics is. It really is. Okay, so then you can ask this, Jennifer. Why is McCain all over Trump? He just doesn't like him. I think that's what it is, more than anything else, don't you?
Well, yeah. John McCain has always been labeled for a long time. He's been labeled a rhino, and he's, I think, got that label not necessarily in part because of some of his beliefs, but I think because he challenges whomever the Republican leadership is at the moment. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's not a surprise. I mean, this is sort of what John McCain does. He and Lindsey Graham challenge whoever is running the Republican Party. And I don't know. I don't think it's also a stretch to say he's not a huge fan of Donald Trump. I mean, Trump was giving out Lindsey Graham's phone number. He was doing all kinds of crazy stuff on the campaign trail. And that's, that's John McCain's homie.
Yeah, but he was suggesting that he was gay, too. That was
what?
Very unsafe.
Really? No, he was not.
Absolutely he was.
Well, I know that Lindsey Graham might be, but no. Trump was just—he just gave out his phone number. I don't remember him making a comment about his sexuality.
I think
what did he say?
Did he add in for a good time call, Lindsey Graham?
I know.
I think
what did he say, Dad?
Less than subtle suggestions, and it may not have been from Trump himself, but people that were in that campaign. Anyway, that's another one of these sick sort of strange things. I was talking in the last hour about how television replicates the reality in part. I guess I was asking Kara whether it was television that replicated reality or reality replicated television, because there have been no fewer than three television programs this year focused on the presidency, and the president gets shot in all three of them. And so I'm just kind of wondering why that seems to be such a theme. There was a lot of subtle suggestion about that during the Obama years, and now certainly with Trump in there. I just think it's, I don't know what I think it is, whether it's dangerous, whether it's disrespectful, whether it's, I don't even like all of the, you know, the tradition of our country is to poke fun and to have fun with the presidents. Remember back to Jerry Ford and how much fun they had with them at SNL. But it wasn't mean-spirited. I feel a lot of the stuff that's around now, whether it's SNL or some of the other things that have come from Colbert or some of these other late-night clowns, is just mean-spirited. Am I the only one who thinks that?
No, I think you're right. I think it's just a tone of anger.
Yeah, angry.
But, you know, I think I was reading something over the weekend how it's been 50 days, right, of Trump's administration so far, and how, you know, there are some Republicans and there are, you know, a lot of Democrats and just people in general on the left. Everybody just needs a nap. I mean, this has been an exhausting 50 days. And I think if everybody could just take a breath and stop with the anger, stop with the meanness, and start looking at the good in everybody, I think it would just make life a lot easier. And I really think that's kind of what we all need to do now. It's just enough with it. Let him do what he needs to do. If he goes after the drug companies and lowers prescription drug costs, there are a lot of things. You know, look, I think that I had a discussion with a friend of mine who's a huge Trump supporter over the weekend, and we reached a really...
How'd that go?
Well, he's one of my best friends, so it's we've talked about... He's been a Trump supporter from the very beginning, before anyone thought Trump could win. He's been on Trump's bandwagon. And, you know, I mean, the truth is, there are a lot of things that people wanted from Bernie Sanders that Trump also wants.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think that we just, like, enough is enough. I'm sick of it. I think everybody just needs to just take a beat. Let's try to work together.
I broke up a fight in the Y yesterday. It was yesterday or Saturday.
At the gym.
Saturday. Yeah, in the gym. I'll tell you.
See, that's the kind of stuff that keeps happening. It's got to stop.
I got a bloody nose out of it. I'll tell you this. Remind me in the next hour or at some point.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathman. You know, not being a parent makes me an expert on parenting. So since I am this said expert, I'd like to share some of my wisdom to begin the new year with you. If there's one thing you can do to ensure your child's success, it's teach them to think and work. Every week I hear employers tell me how hard it is to find good employees. And I also hear from people that it is difficult to find a good job. I've seen people get fired because they won't put down their cell phone and work with both hands. My dad always told me that if I was willing to work, someone would always pay me to provide value. So take it from me, the parenting expert, teach your kids to work. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From as a jock from the 60s and early 70s, the music of Sister Sledge was paramount, and it worked its way through the disco era, as I remember. One of the sisters is Joni. She was actually the lead singer on this song, We Are a Family. She died over the weekend at the age of 60, lived in Phoenix. Not sure how she died. She had not been ill. She and her sisters, Debbie, Kim, Kathy, were Sister Sledge, and it was one of the sounds of Philadelphia. You know, there's an interesting reality in pop music from the 60s and the 70s. A lot of people thought that all of the R&B and the heavy black music came from Motown, which was not true at all. A lot of great stuff came out of Motown, but the sound of Philadelphia was something that came along more late 60s and through the 70s, through the disco era. But there were tons of great, the mother, father, sister, and brother. Remember MF, SB? You probably don't remember any of that stuff.
No.
There were a lot of the OJs came out of Philadelphia. The smooth, this was something about the sound, this sound, and the smoothness of it that was different. It just was the sound of Philadelphia was a competing sound for Motown. And a lot of these, some of the groups even were New York groups that went down to Philadelphia to record. Anyway, so this group and their success, they were part of the combination of Bernard Edwards and now Rogers from the group Chic, part of the disco jam era. This is if this is disco.
One night
this sister's late. This is Joni.
I was cruising with my favorite gang.
I love disco music. Loved it. Loved it. You've heard me say many times, perhaps, how much I love my anthem. If I could play every single day of my life, Tavares' Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
Oh, that's a good song. I like that.
Ah, it's a fabulous, fabulous song. And this is really a good song, too. But there's so many others. The Spinners came out of Philadelphia. So, again, you thought that all of the hit music from the good black singers and black groups coming out of Detroit, not the case. Tavares, as a matter of fact, was from New Bedford, Massachusetts, although they got sort of assimilated into the Philadelphia sound. They were not at all. None of that. A few other groups that were, let's see, there was a group from Buffalo. I'm trying to remember the name of it now, and I can't. So, let's move to another area that celebrates another group. I suppose, could we call Salt and Pepper a group?
Of Jennifer? Course. Yeah, it's an awesome group is what we could call them.
All right. So this is considered to be a hip-hop trio. Still going strong. When did you first hear them, Jennifer? You would have been
what,
3 years
ago? I was a fan from the very beginning, which is probably in the early 90s, I think.
Yeah. And so,
every word to almost every Salt and Pepper song. Well, at least all their hits.
So they're going on the road this summer, apparently, yes?
Yeah, right? And they have like 8 songs. I've seen them in concert before.
Have you?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They have about eight hits, and it's fun. It's fun.
Is it? What do they look like?
8 big hits. They still look great, actually. They're still in great shape.
Really?
Still rocking it, yeah.
28 after the hour.
If looks could kill you, would be an idiot or shotgun bang. What's the pathetic thing?
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For kids, there's no escaping digital media.
Upwards of 25% or more of teens will sometimes say that they often feel addicted to their smartphone devices.
Dr. Angela Matke says the American Academy of Pediatrics' new screen time guidelines help families manage media use.
And we know that increasing hours of screen time per day is associated with increased BMIs and childhood obesity.
For babies under 18 months, no screen time except for video chatting. Ages 18 to 24 months, high-quality programming only with a parent there to help explain things. Children ages 2 to 5, 1 hour per day, and kids over 5, including teenagers, 2 hours per day. Matke says for teens, especially, limited media can be a good thing.
It helps with social engagement, building a network of friends around them that is often supportive.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Vivian Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Check this out, baby. Tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta ser, hey, you were at a party higher than the sky. Emborrachada de Bacardi. I bet you didn't know.
This is not the sound of Philadelphia. What are you surprising me with?
This is mellow mayonnaise, yes. Dougie.
Mellow mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise.
That's what I thought.
Mellow man ace. Mellow man ace.
Mellow man ace.
Mellow man ace.
So he's mellow man slash ace.
Ace, right. We were talking off the air about Salt and Peppa and how I had seen them in concert. And I said, yeah, in fact, it was really funny because they had like a one-hit wonder open for them. And I think it was Mellow Man Ace. I know I saw him in concert. I think that was the time. And he played three songs, and two of them were his hit songs. So he opened with this hit song, played one in the middle like an Oreo cookie, and then... played his song again. And that was his opening set for Salt and Pepa. It was very funny.
All right, so we were talking
and the
about...
the girls had never heard of this song. This is
really?
This is legit. This is a good song right here.
All right, so we're going to start a podcast, and you'll all have to figure, Kara, it's going to be more up to you and your timing of this, but we're going to do a weekly podcast of the conversations between Jennifer and Victoria and Kara that take place during the commercial breaks or the news breaks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have an hour long, or however, whatever it takes. Podcasts don't have to be any specific
length. It'll change every week.
But we'll be able to, you'll be able to find it on our blog, Talk Radio Connection, and iTunes, and wherever else we have TuneIn Radio. But we'll have, and we will promote it. It'll be the first podcast we've ever actually done that will get promoted, and actually would be, I think, probably become the most successful, almost as popular as Adam Carolla's podcast, I'm figuring. That's what I'm looking for.
Aim high.
Ladies who aim high, Yvonne Lynn, people in the news. Yvonne lives in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. You know where that is, Victoria?
I do. I don't go there, but I do know where it is.
Well, it's not a nice place, actually. She spends a couple of hours a day in the subway commuting to her job. She is a product designer, and she's pregnant. So she decided that she was going to reward the first man who offered her a seat on the subway. Now, if you see a picture of this woman, she is very, very pregnant. I saw a movie over the weekend, and the lady who produced it was one of the ladies from Downton Abbey. And I want to say, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. It's a British movie.
Who'd she play? Who'd she play on Downton Abbey? Do you remember?
She played Mary, the daughter.
Oh, Michelle Dockery.
Dockery, that's right. Yeah. So she plays this pregnant woman in that movie. And I've never seen anybody look that pregnant in my life. I don't know if she was pregnant in real life or they just made her up to be that way. But I'm looking at a picture of this woman, Yvonne Lynn, who looks pretty much as pregnant as Dockery did in that movie. And so this is her second child. And over the course of her two pregnancies, she has found many women giving up their seats for her on the subway, but never has a man given up a seat. In two pregnancies, she's been waiting for the right moment. And so apparently last week, some dude offered her a seat. And so it made the hashtag number one decent dude, first man to offer subway seat to pregnant woman through two pregnancies. And so she and her husband have they made a trophy up for this guy, Ricky Barksdale, and gave it to him for standing up for her on the subway. I just thought, when I saw that, that's the kind of thing that I think, the kind of story or the kind of event that people love to feel good about. They love to pass it around. So it has been passed around a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, that went viral over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I mean, I see men. That's too bad. Maybe it's just the subway line she's riding on, but I see guys offer their seats to elderly women all the time and to pregnant women. So that's too bad. But I mean, women obviously I think are just a little more sensitive, so we're quicker to react and offer a seat to a pregnant woman. But
it also depends on the age of the men too. Have you noticed that? I mean, I think young men, it's kind of lost on them. But
I think you're right,
Jennifer. Once they start to get into their 30s, maybe, and 40s, that's when I think you start to see men act like men, or at least that's my experience.
And that is very much something, that is an action that a real man would take, frankly. There's so many people that are so spoiled, both men and women. And you're right, it is an age thing. All right, here's another good story from the world of, this is good in the way that it worked out. The story of Kelly Huron. I'm not pronouncing H-E-R-O-N. It could be Heron or Huron, who was involved in a 10-mile run through an area of Seattle, and this lady stopped to use a public bathroom. And she says she was drying her hair, became aware that something was going on in the facility that was wrong. She turned around. She said she saw a man standing in the bathroom. This is a woman's room. This guy's apparently, as it turns out, a registered sex offender, and he came after her. And I'm not going to go through the description of what he did to her, but she kept screaming, and then she escaped from her attacker, kept him at bay for a while, and then this guy came at her, and she apparently had been involved in some company-sponsored self-defense class.
Yeah.
And so she used what she learned to get rid of this guy, or to keep him off of her, or somehow or other change the course of events here. And so she's encouraging employers to offer this training to their employees as well. There's a survey in Runner's World magazine found 43% of women experience harassment while they're out running. What the hell is the matter with men? We were just talking about real men a moment ago. How does it? This is not real men. These aren't real men. These are worms. These are creeps. These are cretins. And some of them ought not to be out on the street, Frank. You know, we have this big conversation. There's a national conversation going on right now based on a lot of information that's been in movies like The 13th. Who's in jail and why are they in jail, which is a very appropriate conversation, I think, for us all to have with some regularity, because I think it needs to be monitored and the public needs to be more aware of how many people are in jail or ought not to be in jail, and how many people are who are sent to jail are not really guilty. I mean, the system is so corrupt and so broken, and there's so many people in the system, and the corruption extends to both sides, people that go to jail that ought not to be there and people that get out of jail that ought not to get out. I have long maintained that rapists, people who sell drugs that hurt people, murderers, all have one shot and one shot only. And when they commit the crime, they go to jail and they never get out again.
I agree with
that. Meanwhile, all of these other people that are in there for stupid drug offenses and other reasons that have to do with their color, the system is so broken. There's so many people in jail that ought not to be in jail. It is that part of that's even criminal. But just to have some guy like that that was in for 10 years and then he got out, they don't change.
I think there is something wrong with people's brains that are predators. And there's been proof. There's been scientific evidence that people who prey on children and women, that they have something really that's wrong with the chemical makeup of their brain. It's not like making a mistake or bad decision making. Mm-hmm. This is something that's truly wrong with them.
Yep. So, anyway, I think that's something worthwhile to explore, and good for her. I guess she's okay, Victoria.
Yeah, she got a few cuts and bruises on her face, and she posted the pictures on her Instagram page along with the story. And this story has been picked up by everywhere right now. So, and I think it's the fact that just 3 weeks before the incident, she had gone through a two-hour self-defense class that her company had paid for. My high school paid for all of us to have. I went to an all-girls school, and my high school paid for all of us to have self-defense training. And to this day, I remember almost all of it. And it's so important to be able to defend yourself. And she said, you know, she learned in the class where softer parts of the face and the skull were. So she was able to hit him in the right part, you know, just in the right part of the side of the head where it kind of stunned him. And then she knew to take her thumbs and, you know, and put pressure on his eyes and to where to hit him on the throat. I mean, she learned all those simple moves that can save a life. And it's great.
I might have used them in the fight I get into at the gym.
Yeah, what happened to you? Can you tell us about this now?
I'll tell you later on. There's another story here. People in the Governor Bill Haslam, a Republican from Tennessee, another person in the news. This is very unlikely because of the red and blue stuff and what we assume all Republicans are this. This is the problem with assuming that all people of certain stripes are the same, whether it's color, religion, economic reality, whatever it is. So here's this guy who's governor of Tennessee, who is the leader of a free tuition movement, which I don't like this idea, but I think it's interesting he proposed it. The state made history a couple of years ago when this governor pushed the passage of an education bill that offers free community college to all new high school graduates. So that's I think Tennessee has maintained itself in the position of first in the country to do this sort of thing. He also made technical schools free to residents of the state, no matter how long ago they graduated. So if you owe money for your stint in tech school, then the state will pay it off. Now he's pushing for an expansion in Tennessee that would make it the first state to offer free community college to nearly all adults who don't have a post-secondary degree. So,
this isn't the first state, though, because I was talking to my mom over the weekend about this, and she was in high school in California, and she went to Santa Monica Junior College, which was free. And eventually she said the state couldn't afford to pay for it anymore, so the program went away. Yeah. It's not anymore. But she said it was something that, you know, attendance was up, and junior college was free, and then you went on to a four-year college, then you had to pay for that. But the, I guess, incentive at the time was, you know, they wanted anyone who could make the grades to get into community college or trade school.
Here's my exasperation with this. I think you don't appreciate it if you don't work for it.
I agree.
I don't think.
I think something free, people.
And it isn't
people
free.
Want it, but they
I'm
can't.
I'm paying,
or
whoever the Tennessee taxpayers are, they're the ones there that are paying for it. It's a nice sentiment.
But I think what's funny is that a lot of times their idea is to just throw money into programs or something, which it's fine. I mean, they're obviously programs work to some extent. But like with traffic, Doug, you bring up a great point, because when L.A. had the Olympics back in the 80s, they offered tax incentives to people who did staggered work schedules, and the traffic all but disappeared. Why they don't talk about this or talk about tax credits, I just don't know why that's. I mean, just because you're a Democratic candidate for mayor doesn't mean that you can't think about tax credits. I mean, give me a break.
It's the poison of our political system, the poison of identification. Like, we're just talking about this guy in Tennessee, just because he's a Republican, people think it's amazing. No, it's not. The guy's got a brain. He's got some ideas, whether you agree with them or not. But that's really the problem here with this poison in the air around politics. 10 minutes before the hour.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini? Or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit tastylee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for March 13th to March 19th. This is the last week of the sun traveling through the sign of watery, contemplative Pisces as we ready ourselves for spring. The moon will travel through the sweet sign of Libra, the balancer, on Monday and Tuesday. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the moon will join the sun in the water sign Scorpio. Lots of emotional intensity for your St. Patrick's Day celebration on Friday. So play it cool. And with the moon traveling through the upbeat fire sign Sagittarius on the weekend, if you want, you can keep the party going. If you email me at smbworks@earthlink.net, I will put you on my mailing list for all of my astrological updates. Have a great week, everyone.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJB Experience, brought to you by the folks who are helping you to hire, ZipRecruiter.com. So there's a new dating app if you're a couch potato. Victoria's going to tell you about that in a moment. Plus, Nike's got some new shoes. What was that? Papa's got a brand new bag.
Right.
And the FCC is going to investigate AT&T. Man, it's about time. There's no good bums. All right, so if you're hiring, you're a good guy. We like people who are hiring. We want people to make sure that their jobs are all filled with good qualified candidates. And so I'm doing my part through the DJV Experience to help you post your job in a way that will earn you the accolade of finding quality candidate. People that work with you will say, oh, this new guy is really great. This new woman you just hired to do this, that, or the other thing, she's fabulous. How'd you find her? All the top job sites are in the perusal of ZipRecruiter.com. So let me tell you how this works. You post your job to ZipRecruiter, and it immediately sends out its talents to all the job sites. There are a couple hundred of them anyway. All the social media sites that are working, just one click to ZipRecruiter.com and you're all set to the world, if you will. ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface makes even somebody like me able to pull this off. No juggling emails, no calls to the office. You're quickly screening your candidates, rating them, and hiring them. ZipRecruiter.com. And because of the power of our mind and our personality, I convinced the people at ZipRecruiter to allow you to use it free. So that's even better, right? How do they do it? I don't know, and I'm not worried about it. I'm just concerned about you hiring the best people. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for free job postings. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, Victoria, tell us about this new dating app.
Well, if you don't like the idea of being matched up with someone based on things that you mutually hate, like the hater app that Kara has been experimenting with.
Really?
There's a new app called Lime, L-I-M-E, and it's a free dating app. And it matches, if you have a somewhat sedentary lifestyle, it will match you up with someone else who also has a sedentary lifestyle. It's the first dating app to match you up using your data from your iOS health app on your iPhone. So if you use your health app, it tracks your steps every day, tracks your heart rate and things like that. So if you have, say, if you're someone who's more ambitious during the day physically and you take 10,000 steps, obviously you're not going to want to date someone who takes 1,000 steps a day. So
you
want
to get somebody who's about to have a heart attack, go on this site.
Well, no, but it also does work. I mean, it is kind of funny to say it's the couch potato app, but it also does work for more active people who can get matched up with other active people. So it is really interesting. I mean, they say basically that, you know, you can, by being matched up with someone who has the same active lifestyle or non-inactive lifestyle, that gives you a lot in common right from the beginning, which could be true. So if you're interested in someone, all you do is the usual, you know, swipe right. And if it's a match, then you can start things off by sending one of three go requests. Meet up now, go out for coffee or grab a bite. And if you're not ready to leave the couch, you can also start an old-fashioned chat.
All right, speaking of activity, Nike's got a new high-tech shoe, a running shoe. I wonder if it's made with the 5 cent an hour labor.
I do not know. Yeah. I don't know where Nike's made, actually.
Well, it's made in places where they don't have to pay a lot for labor, I'll tell you that.
Vietnam, maybe?
Well, Middle East. Far East.
Yeah. Well, Nike hopes that this spring will witness a feat of human athleticism, which a lot of people have always thought was impossible. It's the 2-hour marathon. And it's a goal that runners and scientists who work with Nike have been working for.
Next week is the L.A. marathon. Stay out of town. What a nightmare it is here.
I'm sure. Well, the New York marathon is, gridlock everywhere. So they've been working for 3 years on research and development, and Nike believes they finally have the technology. So its new shoe is called the Zoom Vaporfly Elite, and they claim that it makes any runner 4% faster. So they have, it's only 7 ounces, that's the weight, which is only an ounce heavier than what the Olympians run in from Nike. And it has a 3D knit outer and an outer shell and an inch thick foam sole inlaid with a carbon fiber plate, which helps spring the runner forward every time you take a step. So this will hit the shelves.
Spring forward, fall back.
Yep, and so this is going to hit shelves in June, consumer versions of it. Three runners are going to be testing this out in marathons this spring.
Okay.
And so this spring and summer, they'll be on the market.
FCC says it's going to investigate the cause of an outage that prevented AT&T wireless customers from connecting to 911 last week. So let's see what they come up with. Probably a line of BS. You know, these carriers.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care any.